Molecules. Cells. Molecules.
Yes.
Cells.
And
conversations.
Yes.
Hello.
The Holy Trinity.
The Holy... You got it, Ru. You got it. It couldn't have been said better.
The blasphemy.
Jesus.
That's true.
Sorry.
Sorry, we have apologized.
You actually look... You look worried.
Yeah, I'm worried.
Like lightning was striking.
It's not a joke.
No, it's not. It's not.
Stop like that.
It's actually not.
Something like that, Greg.
Hi, it's new year. It's 2020.
2020, baby.
Sorry we're so late. Life got in the way.
Life got in the way.
That sounds kind of depressing. No, but we just had a lot of work to do towards the end.
Yeah.
And then you went to Nigeria.
I went to Nigeria, man. I left this cold-ass country.
Wow.
colorless country.
Jesus. Yeah. You can stop.
I should take a break. Yeah. I like the country, though, but... It's just, you know, you need a bit of a
mix it up, a bit of sun yes.
in your life.
Yeah. Nice.
You need to mix it up. Yeah.
That's so good.
And you stayed here.
Yeah.
Why did you say it like that?
What do you mean to say?
Yeah, I was here.
I didn't go anywhere. I mean, I had plans, but like, you know, I don't know why I canceled it. I was just like, no, I'm not feeling it.
Oh, what plans did you have? Like, where were you meant to go to?
I was meant to go to Kenya.
Really?
Yeah.
But then why didn't you? Oh, yeah.
And then I was meant to go to Zim to visit my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the grandma I like. So then.
So you were like, no, don't worry.
But actually, no, I'm joking. I love all my grandmas.
It's fine. We always have ones that
there's always like, one, right?
Yeah. And then
it's usually the dad's side.
That's true.
Usually.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think on my dad's side, like his parents are dead. So
really?
Yeah, so I don't have a grandma on that side. So I only have my mom's side. But from friends, they always say like the dad's side.
Usually. They're a bit iffy. Yeah.
I think like only one person, which is Sophie, her grandma on her mom's side, she loved her. So yeah.
Mm. Wait. I thought dad's side is not great.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sophie's one is the exception.
Oh, yeah. The dad's side. Yeah. Oh, you said the mom's side.
Oh, did I say mom's side?
Yeah, I was a bit confused.
Oh, I said the dad's mom. Side. Yeah. English, yeah. I apologize.
It's okay.
All right.
But have you been?
I've been good.
Yeah.
I've been good.
That's good.
2020 started out on a good note, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was flying. Like, ooh. I was on a plane. Crossing over like from 2019 to 2020.
Really?
Yeah.
So you left on the 31st?
Yeah, I left on the 31st and then I got here on the 1st.
Oh.
And when I was on plane, I was thinking, okay, British Airways, they will do something, you know. Wow, because normally I'm always at church and like doing the crossover service.
Yeah.
These people don't do anything.
No.
Mom was even giving me attitude. Like, I felt like I was almost going to die because I had red wine.
Yeah.
And for some reason, my tummy just started.
Wow.
Hurting. It was bad. I had to like crouch.
Have you ever had wine on the plane though?
Yeah.
Really?
Sometimes I used to try and, you know, explore my alcoholic tendencies.
Look at you.
I'll have red wine, I'll have white wine.
Guys.
This one I had like half and I felt like I was dying. And then the lady was collecting trash and I give her like my stuff. And then she's like, oh,
she's collecting
didn't...
trash?
Yeah. You
oh,
know
so
how
she,
they...
did she take you?
No! Sorry! No, Ru, I don't think. I don't get 2020. I don't understand.
I'm so sorry.
I think you need to pause it. I know, like there are some suburb. That's like that's a bit of a much.
I'm joking.
You know?
I love you.
I know you're joking. Yes. I can never be considered as trash.
Obviously, you're not trash.
Obviously.
I was wondering why I wasn't in the trash.
No, come on.
Go on.
I would have said otherwise.
It's all right.
No. It's all right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was giving her the red wine bottle, and this lady like says, oh, you didn't like the red wine?
Yeah.
So I proceed to try and explain, in case maybe I'm actually dying.
Yeah.
I proceed to actually try and explain, oh, like, I was drinking it, and like, my tummy hurt.
Yeah.
This is my nervous. She just kept walking.
Wow.
The people next to me, the men next to me, they could see something was obviously not right with me.
Yeah.
And so I just laid back and kept sleeping. That's how I knew, wow. Every man for himself.
It's
every
a new
woman
world
for
we live in.
It's a new world.
I'm but telling you.
But you, what did you do? How has your year been so far?
Oh. First of all, I want to point out that you are like made to be a rich auntie. Look at that. You're just drinking wine on the plane like nobody's business.
No, it's because it's free.
Nah, man. That's like... the bougiest shit.
No.
I just want to try some wine.
I just try it. I'm just like, red wine, white wine. Thank you very much. But yeah.
I only ordered like apple juice.
Apple juice. Yeah.
Or Fanta. If they do good Fanta, you know what I mean? But usually the plain sodas taste completely different to like sodas down here.
Yeah, because there's something about the altitude and how it messes up with stuff like that.
That's why I can't eat on a plane.
I've just realized that plane food is actually really nasty. It's
disgusting.
It's really disgusting, actually. Yeah,
very.
And the worst thing that can happen to you on a plane is when they put you right next to the toilet. crap.
Yeah.
Crap.
Like crap, literally.
Very crap. Like, there was a point where, like, back to back, I always sat next to the toilets. Why? Because I didn't know you had to pick your seats beforehand.
You have to?
So, the people that were booking my flights, the ones I used to have before, they'll pick the seats for me. So, I'll just get there and...
So they
but pick... these ones were not picking seats. So, I always used to end up next to the toilet. And I told... One time, I got frustrated. So, I told my dad, I was like... Like, please, when you're booking my flights, can you not put me next to the toilet?
Yeah.
And he was very confused, like, why would I put you next to the toilet?
Yeah, why would I
propose you? Why would I propose you? So he now called up the people.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, I have to pick my seats. And I was like, oh, interesting. But it's very disgusting.
No, it is.
Because you're trying to eat because you're hungry and you're just thinking about someone is in the toilet.
Ugh.
Some people open the door and you can sniff it. It's just, it's a lot.
What a lovely way.
Very lovely way to start the year.
Yeah, that is nasty.
Wow. I've been through it.
Wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
I would, actually.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. That's not the worst thing.
But that's not the worst thing. You could do better.
Wish on someone.
What would be the worst? Like, if you were to wish, like, the worst of the worstest thing.
On your enemy.
On your enemy, yeah. What would you do?
I think the worst thing you could wish is, like, death of someone they love.
Oh my, no, that's just like wicked.
Yeah.
That's very wicked.
That's when you have issues.
Yeah.
So.
But do you know the funny thing is, why don't you wish for them to die? Why are you wishing for?
That's true, yeah. That is evil, yeah, true.
No, think about it. No, you're a smart person.
No, I mean.
Because they'll be alive, but they'll be feeling the pain of the person that.
Yeah. Okay, when we're talking about enemies, guys, we want you to know we're not talking about like, someone who, I don't know, stood in front of you when you were standing there. Like, someone who kind of, like, that's not an enemy. We're talking about someone who, like, went out of their way.
Yeah. Like, when you think about this person, like, there's just, it's like something is just stabbing your head.
Your heart.
Thinking, whoosh,
it's like
side.
Someone's driving a screwdriver through
your
heart. That is your enemy.
But at the same time, we preach love here.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
and also, the Bible, if you believe in that,
mm-hmm.
we do, but yeah, like, vengeance is the Lord's.
Yeah.
And I know that's really hard for people to, like, hear sometimes because mm-hmm. you're like, no, it's me now. No, but, like,
mm-hmm.
if you just let God work through it,
yeah.
you figure out yourself
mm-hmm.
and let God do what he needs to do,
yeah.
you're going to be, like, in a way better position than someone who is seeking revenge.
That's true.
Right?
Because also seeking revenge like takes a toll on your mind.
Exactly.
Because you're thinking of the way to seek the revenge as well.
Yeah.
And I actually believe in karma.
Uh-huh.
And I think karma kind of, if I'm not wrong, kind of ties to the Bible because I don't know if the Bible says something like what goes around comes around.
Yeah.
No, I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
But I do believe in karma. Like, like nature just works like stuff out. Something will always... problem.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think like the Bible does say something like whoever causes another person to stumble, obviously mm-hmm. I'm paraphrasing, will have a coal of fire on their head.
Oof.
Or something like they may like drown in the ocean. Something like that. Like don't why would you go out of your way to hurt somebody?
Someone, yeah.
Like it's one thing to be a mistake, you know, like but like to be like
you know what you're doing.
Yeah, like you're actually conniving.
Mm. But at the same time, I think I was watching. Are you watching the new Love Island?
No, not yet.
You need to start. I don't know if it was the Australian one or the one that's happening right now.
Okay.
And one of the girls, like what she did to her ex is like she puts a cockroach in his food.
Because he cheated?
He did something, sharp. For you to put cockroach
in
someone's food, they did something.
Yeah.
That is wow.
That's actually intense.
That's intense.
Like,
imagine you chopping it up, and you know, like,
yeesh. Yikes.
No, oh, my God.
There was blood in her eyes.
There was something.
There was blood. Someone, she was hurt.
She wasn't just going for, let me just. No. She was going for, it was going.
You just shouldn't hurt people because you're not capable. You don't know what they're capable of.
What they're capable of, yeah.
Like, people are really capable of a lot. Mm-hmm. Isn't that so crazy?
That is crazy.
But, yeah.
I remember there was a time in A-levels, I just, Oxford Brookes, yeah, it was close to my A-level, like my college, mm-hmm. and if you go there, they had such a beautiful library, mm-hmm. and when you sit at the library, yeah, you can, like, basically see, depending on where you sit at, yeah,
yeah,
you kind of see, like, people outside, like, walking past and all of that, doing their day-to-day stuff, mm-hmm. and I'll just sit down and think, like, I wonder if one of you has a tendency to be a murderer.
Wow.
I wonder if one of, like, I'll just try and think about.
Why do you sound like Joe from here?
Imagine. Oh my God, we need to talk about you right after this. Imagine what's going on in your life, you know? Mm-hmm. What's happening? It's just like that kind of thing, like, you never know.
Yeah, like, you could push someone off the edge. Mm-hmm. Like, the edge.
Mm-hmm. And the joy in them comes out.
Yeah, like. Like, you can take two women, right? Mm-hmm. Just using this as an example.
All right.
Take two women who were in a relationship mm-hmm. for the same amount of time.
Yeah.
Let's go for, I don't know, 5 years. Mm-hmm. That's like, we're invested, right?
Yeah.
Right.
5 years, you're invested.
Right.
Yeah.
Both get cheated on. Mm-hmm. Right?
And wait, none of them know that they're going out with this guy.
Oh, no. They're not sharing a guy. I'm saying, like, they're two separate people.
Oh, two separate people.
Yeah, with separate boyfriends.
Okay.
Right. We don't share dick.
You don't? Oh, wow.
Sorry.
What if the people are not, they don't perform sexual acts?
Oh. Exactly. But still, that's emotional turmoil.
Yeah. Okay, no problem.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. It's either you can be, like, really held down by mm-hmm. that, or you can be, like, you know, like, I'm going to just move on with my life.
Yeah.
See, so, like, there's two different people in life when it comes to different situations.
Yeah. And there are some people that go through both situations in one situation.
That's
true. So, like,
true.
They can decide not to, like, to move on, but also they go through, like, the grief aspect of, like, because if you're with someone for 5 years.
5 years, bro.
Especially, it's sad, but especially for women, I think, sometimes once they see like 5 years, they're thinking, okay, full marriage. On commitment, like marriage. Mm. If not even marriage, like, okay, we're in this for the long haul. Mm. And then someone is telling you, wow, after 5 years, I'm sorry, I never liked you. The worst one I have a lady, just never. The guy for, was it like 8 to 10 years? Mm-hmm. He broke up with her and like she was completely distraught and everything.
What was his reason?
The guy was tired. He just said, I'm tired, yeah.
Do you know what?
I'll be with you. I think I need someone new.
That's
you know,
my biggest
that
fear, yo.
And he left. But guess what? I feel like God knows how to, like, rid you of the bad. Mm. Because maybe she was off with him and let's say she was sad and all of that. What am I going to do? Like, blah, blah. Mm. I think 2 years later, she got married. And the guy is so fantastic.
Wow. So, do you know her personally?
Yeah, she's an actress in Nigeria. And like she shared her story. Like she talked about like, I've gotten cheated on. So was he cheated on or the guy left her? One of them, Sha. But they were together for like 8 to 10 years. Wow. And now she's married to such a fantastic guy. And like you can tell he's into her and she's into him. No. So some... but still, you're wasting my time for 10 years. Those 10 years I could have been fighting this person I'm with now.
Yeah. I think that's what hurts about a breakup most.
Yeah. But at the same time, would you want to be with someone that you would, in the long run, never be happy with? Might as well just cut it.
But 10 years feels like the long run.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
For you, Seth, what are you doing dating somebody for 10 years? Except you guys have been dating from, like, secondary school or primary school.
Were they fiancés or something?
No!
Okay, yeah, that's a bit.
Yeah, that's long.
No, after, if you're in your 20s, mm-hmm. after you've been dating, like, 4 years, you must have thought about marriage.
Except you guys have made the decision, maybe not to
maybe
be committed for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know.
People have different, like, preferences.
That's true.
No, whatever.
That's true. I love how we're talking about, like, commitment. Like, wow. Are we getting committed anytime soon?
No, man.
No, man.
Barely.
But apparently this is a decade.
What?
You're gonna get committed.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm turning 20 this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga. Gonna be old.
Okay, come on.
Hey, I knew you were gonna get triggered.
Yeah. I don't know why people see 20 as old. I see it's just like maturing into.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, you know, when you turn 13, it was like, whoa, I'm 13.
I didn't have that.
Did you not?
Yeah. I was just like, okay, 13.
Wow. Joy.
Really? Because we didn't, like, my parents didn't really used to celebrate, like, birthdays.
Like, so. party.
No!
Party, my girl. House tonight.
Everybody gonna have a good time. And we gonna make you lose your mind. Okay, back to the party.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Right. All right. Should we talk about you?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, I've been working on it. Nah, I know you're talking about the show. I wanted to see how long you'd let me go.
I was just like, very different.
Are you like obsessed with yourself?
It's good to be obsessed with yourself, though, yeah. Because no one else would be obsessed with you.
Wow.
You can be obsessed with yourself.
I mean, yeah.
Word
to your mom.
Word to everyone.
Yeah, but you. Oh, wait, but we don't want to spoil it for people.
No, we're not going to. If you have not watched it by now, then sorry.
No, but
this could push them to watch it. So we're going to talk about like shows in general. So let's talk about like you.
Top shows.
Education. Yeah.
Sure.
So do you want to start with you? Tell them what you is about and how many seasons, all that ish.
I mean, I don't want to give it away because it's so good, bro. Joy's looking at me like, what's the issue?
Like,
some people take this shit so serious. Seriously. Like,
they can just skip.
Okay, yeah, so skip if you don't want any spoilers.
Yeah, if you don't want spoilers.
We're giving you like 6 seconds.
Yeah.
Ding,
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 ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding.
Okay. I think it's
more than this. Okay, so that's good. Uh-huh. Yeah, you is basically about this guy called Joe,
mm-hmm.
who apparently he's from Gossip Girls. Did you watch
that? Oh, yeah. No, I didn't, but I saw something like that on Twitter.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, apparently he was really creepy on Gossip Girls, and this is...
Sorry, they made him creepy again. Oh,
yeah,
God.
This is just them following his life after all of that.
After Gossip Girl.
Yeah, because apparently you have to watch Gossip Girl to understand, like, why they followed him.
Are you serious?
Yeah. No, so guys, go watch Gossip Girl before you watch You.
Okay.
At least, like, try to slide in and out. Yeah, but yeah, it helped me understand the show a lot more.
I didn't watch... I said watch. Hey, Jesus.
Jeez.
I didn't watch Gossip Girl, but I think I kind of understood it.
Gossip Girl has a lot of the Pretty Little Liars kind of gist.
Okay.
Like, oh, who's A?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you watch that?
Yeah, I got so tired of it.
It's disgusting.
I got tired. At the point, I was just like...
Who is A?
Yourself that is acting in this movie. Are you not tired?
Honestly.
Are you not? You know who A is. Why are you not tired?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, yeah, but he is basically about this guy who falls in love with this girl. Can we even call it love?
It's not love.
But basically, he falls in love. Yeah.
He gets obsessed
with this woman. And like, basically, that's what the whole season is about. And he's sort of a stalker.
Yeah.
That's the basic gist.
Yeah. And he kills anyone that comes in his way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not just obsession that's like, oh, just obsession. But it's obsession that can go any mile for you.
Oh, my God.
So kill anyone for you. Do you understand?
I love it.
No. No.
Do you know how many women were romanticizing?
You people are not okay upstairs. Like, I get watching a show and watching it to be like, oh, but you're watching it and you're thinking I want a joy in my life.
Yes.
Okay. When you get that joy in real life, you...
No, I'm joking. No, please. I'm not inviting any of that into my space.
Yeah.
No more toxic.
No more toxicity. Hey. Let's forget about it.
Yeah, just forget it.
Toxicity.
Nice.
Toxic. Yeah.
Nice.
So that's season one. So what's season two about?
It's basically the same. But...
No. It's not the same.
No, it's not. But... Please go watch it.
Go watch it. Let me give you a little.
She's gonna spoil it.
I'm not going to spoil it.
Okay.
He basically meets his match,
And
I can't wait for season three.
I cannot
wait for season three.
Oh my God!
It's coming out next year.
Really?
Is it next year or?
It should be in like 6 months. Come on.
Oh no! It came out. Season two. You came out this December, right? Last December.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's coming out this December.
Oh
yeah, and I think Insecure is coming out this year.
Oh yeah!
Thank God!
I love Insecure.
I want to see what goes on.
Aww.
Like, what happened?
I love Issa Rae.
Yeah, I don't know why she took a year break.
I don't know either.
Maybe, okay, to be fair, maybe she needed the break.
She was doing a lot of boss bitch things, though, in the break.
To be honest.
Like, she made that movie with Marseille. You know the chick from Blackish, the little
yeah,
girl?
Yeah, I still not watched it.
Me neither.
Yeah.
It's called Little something.
Little.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she also, like, built this, like, coffee shop in her place.
Wow.
Is it Inglewood?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I think it opened today.
What?
Yeah, that kind of thing. So she's really been doing a lot, actually.
The odds.
Yeah. But I can't wait for Insecure to come back. I want to see, like, what happens.
Yeah.
And I need to see Yvonne Orji on screen again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's so gorgeous. Yeah, so, oh, my God. She's actually so gorgeous.
She pretty.
Wow.
But that babe, yeah.
Which babe?
Yvonne Orji.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, she started making merch about, like, virginity or, like, keeping the something till marriage. I don't know. It was very, like, cringy.
Yeah.
Very cringy stuff.
She has a podcast.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's not like too. I don't like
it. It's called Jesus and Jalof, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's Jesus and Jalof.
She does it with Lovey.
Lovey, yeah. I don't know why. I don't... They just say some things sometimes and I'm just like, okay, no.
I gave it a few tries.
Yeah, I really tried.
I really tried.
No, but you were the one that told me about it, actually.
Yeah.
You really liked it, so I don't know.
I liked... Okay, yeah, what?
Yeah, you did!
No, I liked the first few episodes, but then keeping up with them was just a bit like... You know what I mean?
Okay.
It felt like a chore.
A chore, yeah. I tried... When I was listening to the first one, I was just like... But there was one episode I actually did like, I can't lie.
Yeah.
What was it about? Were they talking about? I can't remember what they were talking about. But I actually liked that one. I think it was like about their personal lives or something like that. I always like that kind of shit.
Yeah.
So I liked that one. But apart from that, like
Nothing else. Nothing's been hitting.
Nothing's been hitting. So are we still talking about shows?
I think we're good.
Yeah.
We should do a pop culture and shit.
Oh,
and stuff, sorry.
What's going on in pop culture?
Well, oh my God, guys, we have to explain. On Saturday, we recorded. But there were a bit of, you know, a bit of difficulties.
Yeah.
And we talked about Meghan and Harry for a good 30 minutes.
Yeah, I think we should, like, add that into it.
Do you know how hard that's going to be? Okay. It's going to be a lot of chopping up.
You know, we can start talking about it again.
I guess so. We'll just summarize it.
Yeah, we'll summarize.
Because we went so far.
We went in. Like, we analyzed the whole thing.
Yeah.
But
basically, we're really proud of them.
Yeah.
That's the basic gist.
Yeah.
But I was talking to my aunt and my mom, actually. Yeah. And they're like, we don't know how to feel about it. Because nobody...
What?
Because when I tell you, nobody stands... The royal family more than African mothers.
Yeah.
Especially Diana and Diana's kids.
Oh, they've been...
Please.
Do you understand?
Please.
Because when she died, they were crying.
They were crying.
In Africa. They were crying.
Like they went to school with her.
I'm telling you.
Like they knew Diana's favorite color.
Diana was their neighbor.
Literally.
As far as they are concerned.
Yeah.
She was their neighbor. You can't tell them otherwise.
Albeit she might have been a few oceans away.
You never know.
Hey.
Does distance matter?
Does it really matter?
It never matters.
No.
Never.
Not to African mothers and their Diana.
All the aunties. It doesn't matter.
And the aunties too. Yeah. It's just so funny.
Okay.
But yeah, my aunt and my mom were like, I'm happy for them, but do they have to go? Like, no, they're like, yeah, the family should have made some adjustments. Like, something should have happened. Clearly, they must have been vocal about what was going on, right?
Yeah.
But
they didn't even need to be vocal about
they
it.
Did.
You can see
we all saw
it.
The media was tearing Meghan up.
Yeah. Now, based on that, do you know what I've realized?
What?
If the royal family really did want, like, the newspapers here to stop saying trash about Meghan,
they
could have stopped it.
Easy.
That is the truth.
Easy.
But for them to let it continue, that means there's a probability they weren't, like, totally down for that marriage.
Yeah.
So it's just an outward, like, expression of, like, the hate.
The hate, yeah. No, I totally agree. What the hell? Like, that's so shitty.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Because when William cheated on his wife, I will always bring this up.
I will never let it go.
He cheated on his wife, whether her best friend or what.
Her best friend.
Did you see how quickly that left because they used Meghan as what? Cover up.
Bruh.
So exactly, there's nothing that's impossible for them. Like if the conspiracy theory that okay, yeah, let me not talk about that.
Oh yeah, conspiracy.
We don't want to.
We don't
want to
go missing.
Yeah, we don't want to go missing. I don't want to be missing. Yeah, so I'm not gonna. But if you know the conspiracy theory, yeah, for that to have happened,
yeah.
Then trust me, if they really wanted Meghan to be out of the tabloids, they could have done that easily.
Easy. Hell's there.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then in other news, mm-hmm. World War III.
World War III.
There's nothing to say. Mm. All I can say is the memes, it's just too much now.
You know,
can we stop?
I don't see memes on my timeline anymore.
Do you not?
I don't see memes.
I still see a few, like, just...
But there were some that were actually really funny. But still, it's not something to joke about. I can't lie. But some people were, wow.
There's just so many.
Yeah. Like, some people were talking about when they say Black British. Say, no. I'm African. I'm Nigerian. I'm Ghanaian. I'm from Zimbabwe. I'm from Zambia. I'm not Black. I need to go back to my country. I was like, this. It was funny, but at the same time, it wasn't funny. Mm. Because so many people's lives are going to be lost. That's the truth.
Like, people being deployed as we speak.
Yeah. Already, Iran actually, there was a missile? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there was a missile they were meant to, like, send somewhere, but it mistakenly hit a plane. Was it a plane or it was hit somewhere. And killed like about 100 and something people.
I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter.
Today?
No, it wasn't today. I saw it yesterday. No, like yesterday. But you know one thing is they actually owned up to it and they said like it was an error. Was an error that cost people how many people's lives? Do you get it?
Yeah.
So that's another thing. It's like people are going to die. And some of these soldiers that are being shipped out there are going to die.
Mm.
And that brings up the whole conversation about, like, sending people to war.
Mm-mm.
Like, you know, there's kind of a whole manipulation kind of thing around it.
Oh.
In a sense that based off what I've read,
okay.
in the US, yeah, if you go and you fight for your country, all your student loans, I think, get paid off.
It's the same here
as well. So your family gets money as well, stuff like that.
Would you call that manipulation though?
Okay, not manipulation.
Or more like incentive.
It's an incentive, but it's an incentive to go and die.
But I mean,
it's an incentive to go and die.
I think it's very brave.
The queen that is sending it to go and die, is she going to go and fight for the country? No. Is anyone there? Even when Harry went and he was fighting, was he on the battlefield where they can easily shoot him? He was flying the plane. Yeah, so they could have shot him, actually.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No, because when it comes to soldiers, you really can't say stuff like that.
That's true.
Because it's so brave, like, to put your life on the line.
It's brave. At the same time, some of these wars are quite meaningless.
But then, who's to blame? It's not the soldiers.
Huh?
The soldiers are not to blame.
The soldiers are not to blame, but if there were no soldiers going, like, from any countries, if everybody just sat at home and did not fight, which would be impossible.
Yeah, actually. For as long as men run the world, no offense.
Mm-hmm. Times two. I do agree.
That's
with
just
that.
The fucking tea. I'm not misogynistic. What? I can't be misogynistic.
Yeah.
I don't hate men, but I just believe if women ran the world... We wouldn't have war. I feel like a lot of things could have been avoided.
Do you know another thing with that, like, so outlook on things? Because I feel like women, like, we need more women, like, in places of power.
Yeah.
But there are women that can be very ruthless as well.
True.
There are women that can be very ruthless.
Very true.
So.
Very, very true.
But I still think there will still be that. We're more rational. In a way.
Yeah.
So
I'm sorry, but like, if you want to debate it, we're gonna go take a break.
In church on Sunday, the pastor said women are the superior ones.
Really?
So yeah, he said it.
Black pastor.
No, it was a black pastor.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Oh
actually.
Yeah, I go to
Eden. Never.
No, my one in Nigeria does have respect for women.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's quite rare. Let's be real.
It is rare.
We have tons. Okay, so we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
See you.
Ooh, bye. Hello.
Hi.
We back.
We're back. And we're joined with two people.
Yeah, we have two guests.
Yeah.
Foster, can you like stop? They know you're here now, so
Foster
might as well.
And we have Jason.
You have to come closer. You have to go closer so they hear you.
Hello.
You're not saying anything, Foster. Can you tell them you're not saying anything? Do you want to tell them about your job? It's fine.
It's
all right.
Hi. Now what? This is a bit awkward.
So, if you say it's awkward.
Oh, sorry.
How do you guys feel being here? I feel like it's like an interview right now.
It's fine. It's cozy.
Yeah.
It's just like a safe room for like talking with your friends in it. So,
yeah.
It's good.
Honestly.
What were you guys talking about earlier?
Yeah, we're talking about like racism, and Jason was actually making points. Like, do you want to talk about it?
Oh, right. Yeah. So, I was just thinking that the dictionary was basically made by white people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or, quote unquote, white people.
Yeah.
So, I was just thinking, when it comes to racism, are white people, quote unquote, again? I'm just trying to make sure, because I don't want to make it too much. I don't want another Stormzy situation, man. I'm saying that every white person is racist.
Okay,
I'm just saying that. Because white people technically defined racism, is that why they're so good at deflecting what is racist and what is not?
Yeah.
Like how they might say, I don't know any even like how the public was attacking Meghan Markle because she's obviously part black.
Yeah.
But everyone was saying that it was something else.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not part of like being black or a person of color who's gone through racism.
Yeah.
You would say that, oh, no, I'm just giving out my opinion. But to us who are part of the community, we can see it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're not, because we've been doing it for so long, pointing out what is racism, we can see when it is. But because they made up what racism is,
then they can. And I think that's like...
Because once we start tearing down that power of, the power that they hold in having that word racism.
Yeah.
It's just a done deal once we tear that down. Because they own it, they could keep that power.
Yeah. And now I think you can start seeing, like, black people trying to change what racism means. So you have stuff like institutional, like, racism. I don't know if we started that or white people started that as well. I'm not sure. But talking about stuff like touching your hair as well. Things like that. So I think we're beginning to define it as well.
Do you guys have a racist story?
Racist
like a story you can be like, wow, that was racist.
Not really.
I know, not for me personally. That's because as a person, I just normally, I'm really oblivious to a lot of things, so I'm not really sure.
Really?
If it has happened, it kind of doesn't stay in my mind anyway. It just kind of fades away.
Poster,
but
I do
know
do
that
you
one
or?
Time,
yeah.
I was working in a football stadium along with my brother.
Oh,
and,
football team.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was really like predominantly like.
Yeah, that's like the breeding ground.
Yeah. And so, because obviously we were working and all that. And he heard from another part of the football stadium that where a lot of black people were working, that an old woman came and she was like,
oh,
why are you guys having so many black people? This isn't the hood.
Wow. Jesus.
Anyway.
Bye, guys.
That's a pretty racist. Why are you saying bye?
Hi. Yeah.
Wow.
I think the one I've had is...
I've had a lot.
It wasn't like... Really?
Go ahead.
I think you just see them. Like, I just see them look at me. Like, they just look. And some of them, you can see their faces. Like, and I just start smiling. Because I'm like, what exactly?
I think sometimes it's mostly fascination, though. I know it sounds
weird. But why
weird.
Are you looking
it's
at
weird.
Me?
Yeah.
Especially when I change the color of my hair. It's
really
interesting.
I'm about to sneeze. Yeah.
Or in Tesco, it's like, oh my God, I love your hair. It's quite cute. That's quite cute, but yeah, Hassan is so cute. But yeah, I don't think I've had any like overtly like racist,
like overt.
Yeah, no.
But that's because in wait, because that's because here is very like under wraps.
Yeah.
What?
Not under wraps. It's not like America. Like they don't. They're not racist with their chest.
No. Here they're actually not racist with their chest.
They won't. If someone was racist and they came here, they would not say it.
You just have to read their body language. You can tell.
I don't think you guys have been around the right white people, or rather the wrong ones. Because I'm telling you, there's some white people who will walk up to you and call you nigga in England. I can't make this shit up.
Wait, tell us, like, you.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
So. Okay. So.
That laugh, you know something is coming.
You know. Actually, there's so many instances I can give you, but I'll just give you this one. I wish my best friend was here to add on to it because she's also been through it. Basically, for those who don't know, like, I went to this school called... let me not say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to this college in the UK. But it's, like, one of those that's full of, super privileged white people.
Yeah.
And, like, basically, their grandmother was the queen's best friend.
Are you serious?
Sort of thing.
Wow.
You know what I mean? That's the kind of thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. The grandfather was Elizabeth's best friend's brother. You know what I mean? Sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, basically, it was a boarding school, by the way. Mm-hmm. And we had boarding houses. And so... obviously, boarding house, it was all girls.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so there's this one day. It wasn't even the first sign of racism.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this one day that I went to sign in. Because for some reason, we had to sign in every 3 hours to let them know we're alive and there.
Yeah.
Right? So I went.
Every 3 hours.
Literally. Ooh. Literally.
Oh, wow. They were running a camp or something. Wow.
For real.
Interesting. Okay.
Right, so then I go to sign in, and there's this kitchen place that the girls like to hang out in,
mm-hmm.
and just to let you know, I was like, there are only 2 black people in my whole house,
mm-hmm.
so yeah, I was walking past them, and they were playing with loudspeakers, right?
Yeah.
It's just songs. And as I walked past, one of the girls, a bitch, I wish I could name you now. One of the girls was like, hey guys, I just want to play my nigga. So I'm just like, bitch, did you see me and think of that?
Whoa.
Do you know what I mean?
Or maybe she said it to try and make you feel like...
Nah, man. She wasn't talking to... Right.
Yeah.
She wasn't talking to me. She was talking to them. She's like, I'm just going to play my nigga. Is that okay? And they're like, yeah.
Oh,
and I was just like, no fucking way you guys are actually going to play. I actually looked at them and I was like, do you see me?
Yeah.
Like, do you actually see me right now?
And
they played that shit on the loud.
And they were singing it. Yeah, they were sending a message across to you.
Right, so
definitely were sending a message.
I go, I sign in.
Uh-huh.
Then I'm walking back out and I'm like, no way, they're still playing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're twerking now. Mm-hmm. And they can't even twerk. Like, I'm so sorry. Like,
whoa.
It was actually very reminiscent of Miley Cyrus at the VMAs. It was so bad. And they were just like, man, nigga, man. And I was just like, are you actually okay?
Mm.
So I walked back to my teacher who signed me in.
Yeah.
And I was like, she's a very impatient woman.
Yeah.
So I was like, miss. And she was like, what do you want now? I was just like, can you chill, please? I said, those girls are playing the N-word super loud.
Mm.
And she just stood up and marched. And I guess they saw her march.
Okay.
And they left. They bounced.
Okay.
They actually left. And then she was like, oh, Rue, I'm so sorry. So I went to my room. She knocks on my door and she's like, Rue, I'm so sorry that happened. They were just white girls being white girls.
Oh, wait, was the woman white?
She was white.
She said white girls.
She was like, they were just white girls being white girls. And I was like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
So I go to bed and I'm like, okay, nothing's going to happen out of this because school doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And then my headmistress, my head of house,
yeah.
a woman, white also, she heard the story. And then she comes to me that night when I'm in my room and she's like, hi, Rue, I just wanted to ask you a quick question.
I'm finished.
And I was just like, oh, yeah, what's up? And she was just like, why does the N-word offend you exactly?
Are you serious?
She's like, what about the N-word is so offensive?
She said, what about the N-word is...
Bro, I kid you not.
This is supposed to be
yes.
a really good, smart...
Exactly. School. She's just like, why does the N-word offend you? And this woman would come to my room, like... every three nights in a row, just being like, why does the N-word offend you? Why does the N-word offend you? And I literally looked her dead in the eye. This was the third night now. I looked her dead in the eye. And I said, do you think my grandfather died in the fucking war of independence for these bitches to call me nigga? Like, are you actually okay?
Yeah.
I actually told her, like, I'm not paying fucking 25K, which mm-hmm. is more than I pay right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
To be called a nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
And what did she say?
She's just like, okay, I'll go sort it out. Right,
for cool. three nights, you were cool. sorting it out.
Yeah. So, the next day, she's like, Rue, can I see you in my office? Blah, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I go to her office, thinking it's just me and her. But all those girls are there, except mm-hmm. for the girl who is literally like, can I play I play my nigga? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then she's like, hi, Rue. I found a clip that perfectly describes why the N-word is so bad. And I was just like, okay, if I see some Kunta Kinte shit.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I mean, right? So, I'm like, okay, cool. And guess what she did? She showed a 50-second clip from that show, Dear White People.
Oh, Jesus.
Of that episode when they were at a party and the white boy was singing along to the N-word lyrics.
And is it the one the guy started beating him up?
I think so, but she skipped that part. She was just like, you see, girls, it's really bad. And they're like, yeah, we're sorry, Rue. We didn't mean to. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, are you actually fucking okay? I'm so sorry, but like,
wow.
It actually really pisses me off. You have to be around the wrong white people, honestly. And it's usually those privileged ass ones.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
But yeah, that's my racist story.
I feel sometimes when you go, when I go into stores,
yeah,
like maybe high-end stores, you can tell like someone is following you.
Yeah.
They're not trying to follow you, but like they're just there.
It happens all the time, especially because you know, I'm black. I'm quite tall. And in London, most of my friends are male anyway.
Yeah.
And we all wear like big jackets. Not even like quote unquote bold men. But we wear like really big dark jackets.
Jackets, yeah.
So we'll go into like Tesco, Sainsbury's or whatever. And sometimes they'll have like maybe like two people follow. So we play games with them. Like we split up and we start playing around. And then at the end, when we finish and all that, we pay and stuff. We go up to them and tell them, ask them, like, why are you following us? It's always the same excuses as, black people keep on robbing this shop.
Then
sometimes
serious?
When we got called out for doing nothing and we saw a bunch of...
white kids.
No, not even.
Okay.
Another race.
Okay.
Stealing from the shop. Like, you can hear them. But because they were talking to us, thinking that we were stealing,
got to get away with it.
So it's just like...
No, man.
It's very common. But it's just that...
Mm.
And it's so annoying how we have to constantly rise above it, even though it's on them.
Yeah, I think the recent one was I went to Ann Summers, I needed to get, like, bras, I think. And I went and I got the wrong... So I needed to buy, like, 2-3, I think. So I got, like, let's say 5 to try on.
Mm.
And I got the wrong size. So I put it... And I had to come out and... get new ones, but those old ones were still in the room. So tell me why I'm grabbing new ones now. I think the lady already saw when I entered the shop and got some to go in. So I'm grabbing new ones now. Mm-hmm. I'm going in there to now try the new sizes.
Mm-hmm.
And I just before I closed it, I just heard someone saying, "Oh, can I see like how many you have?" Blah blah blah.
Wow.
And I'm like, "Oh, I got the wrong size, so I went to get new sizes." And then she's like, "Oh, so can I take these ones out here? Can I take them?" And you could tell she was looking down as well to see if there was anything I could use. And I was just like, yeah, you can take them.
They look so stupid.
I'm like, yeah, you can take them because I'm going to still, to do what? I don't understand.
Stupid. So stupid.
And when I was done, I made sure I went there. I was looking. You can see me paying. Because it's not my first time in the shop as well. Yeah. And I've seen you here before, probably. But yeah, it's just... It's very, but Coventry is dodgy though. So sometimes.
Oh, was that in Coventry?
Yeah, it was in Coventry. Coventry is dodgy. So it's in Coventry.
Really?
Yeah. So I was like, interesting.
Wow.
But yeah, we move. I think that's another reason why I feel. It's hard to say, like, black people can't have, like, mental breakdowns if you're here.
Yeah.
If you're being treated that way.
In the West, pretty much.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't say much about it because I haven't, like... Yeah. You know, when people tell you some of their stories, you're like, hey!
It's hard because everyone has a different black kinda experience.
Kind of, yeah.
Which is why I feel like it's important we, like, don't invalidate other Black people because they don't fit a certain square.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, some Black people will act like, oh, because this Black person likes this kind of music or dresses this kind of way, like, they probably don't go through racism.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know. You know when they call Black people white just because of the music they listen to?
Yeah, I think that's stupid.
Boss is like, amen.
Wait, what kind of music do you listen to?
Lana Del Rey.
No, just tell us. Just say it from there. Yeah. Lana Del Rey, who else? You don't have to come to the mic. Just shout.
He doesn't want to talk.
Just say. They won't hear you. Just say or mouth it.
He's not gonna.
Oh, no, he's trying to say.
He's actually typing it out.
I don't know why he's
this
like,
is wow.
Hey, let me see. He listens to Perfume Genius.
Ah.
Wow. No, I've never heard of that person before.
Oh. Who else? Blow our minds away. Someone we've never heard before.
But do you know what they realize? You know, like, people who dance to music that isn't Afrobeats.
No, I don't like that.
I think, oh, yeah. But I think they actually, actually dance to enjoy themselves. That's one thing I've thought about. Because when you're listening to that kind of music, you're just moving your body. But with Afrobeats, it's almost like you always, if it's the song you do shaku, you have to be doing shaku. It's like we have a routine. We actually have a routine for every song.
Jason is a dancer. And
what do you understand? Will you say that's a no? Or will you say it's a yes?
I mean, I think for so-called warriors, it kind of seems like that. And they, especially when like a Zanku song will come out and they pull and, you, and they're telling you to
do it. They do the same thing. No, but I love you guys, sorry. But with like all these songs, let's say Perfume, Genius, and Lana, you're just like, you're really actually trying to dance to enjoy yourself. But like, you're doing competition, so... But yeah, that's what I see. That's why you find out that we always get so tired. Jesus. Like, I'm talking about one song. Yeah.
It's true. It's true to an extent. Because if you're also a so-called warrior, you can actually dance any way you want to. But if you feel like, if you're someone who's not a so-called warrior, you kind of feel obliged to dance that kind of dance.
Yeah.
Everything else would dance too.
But yeah, I've learned to actually become more tolerant of people that, of people that don't listen to like Afrobeats and stuff. But yep, that's
more tolerant.
Yeah, it's not like I was never tolerant of them. But you know, when people say, "Oh, they don't listen," coming from Nigeria as well, when they say they don't listen to Afrobeats, you're like, "Huh?
Do you know?
Are you serious?"
But yeah,
I think it's mostly because Afrobeat is like dominated by West Africa.
Mm-hmm.
It is dominated. Am I lying?
It's true.
Because the only Afrobeat that I've heard, well, last year, from like anywhere else, was Shoma Jodzi.
Yeah, and that was from SA.
Yeah, that's the only one I've heard.
SA have a presence in Afrobeats.
Low key. But
no, high key. No, actually,
it's recently been.
Yeah, they do have a presence.
That's because before it was just like. Before it was like,
my guy knows his music.
No, I don't really know. Come but I just felt like, because, you know, being Ghanaian, like, when I was younger, maybe like from 2000, like early 2010s, because now we're in 2020.
Okay.
A lot of it was like Azonto, I don't know, like Shockey and all that.
Yeah.
Like, so that was like when it was really, really like, and that's when Fuse ODG started coming out.
Yeah,
so.
I think AKA started coming out around that period so as
like,
well.
That was really predominantly. But as times go on, it's more like, I feel like the quality of music in general, especially for like lyrics, kind of started to like depreciate a little bit.
Trust me.
People started to like, well, especially for me, I started to appreciate the beat more than what they're actually saying because sometimes the things that they said didn't even make sense.
They don't even make sense. It can be, I love Rema. But Rema can't. You can just be here. Boom, 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 grr, grr, boom, boom, boom. She said, baby, come, boom, grr, grr, for like, let's say 4 minutes. Is it true?
Is that do maybe?
Do maybe. But I'm going to boom, 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 boom. Nobody knows what he's saying, but I still love him for that. No slander against Rema will be appreciated, you know? Yeah.
but that's what we move. But it's literally that. It's so bad. Or they talk about, let me tell you the topics if you want to make a hit seller in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're talking about the babe's ass, breasts, sex position, sex in general.
Wow.
That's everywhere.
That's everywhere. No, it's very concentrated. At least here, Ed Sheeran is talking about love.
What? We can't use Ed
Sheeran. No, I'm starting to like Ed Sheeran. But he's talking about pure. Is it diluted or undiluted? Yeah. This is what I'll tell you. I love you. Come to my house. I'll give you money. Come to my house. Let me spray you the dollars. I'm just breaking down.
Please.
That was very American as well.
Yeah.
No, America. We don't talk about America. Anyone can become a rapper or anything. Oh, no. Anyone can actually become.
And how about, like, Dave?
Santander.
Santander.
Yeah.
What?
He has lyrics as well.
You don't listen to
me. I don't really listen to music like that anymore.
Oh. Do you just listen to it for the beats then?
Yeah.
Okay. I get that. I've had to start listening to music for the lyrics now.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I found out I could actually not sing any of the songs I listen to. Wow. I would love it, but I couldn't sing it because I wasn't listening to it for the lyrics. I'll be listening to it and imagining me dancing. Do you understand?
What?
Yeah. So
I do the opposite. Really?
I make up dance with I'm there when I'm listening to
songs. I'm a choreographer in my head.
But
you can't beat me. Hey! You could be, actually. He could.
You are.
You say he can't. Is it not him that said he can't dance in AfroFest this year? Was he not one of the leaders? When Jason is talking, he just don't listen to him anymore. But yeah.
Yeah, shut up.
But you were saying you listen to music.
That was so intense.
Shut up. You say you listen to music for... What do you listen to music for? Lyrics.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I love Jhené Aiko and Summer Walker.
Do you listen to Ari Lennox?
A little bit.
Share butter, baby. Fucking up your thing. It went south. That's not my real voice.
She has another pretty popular song.
I think it's Share Butter.
Yeah, I love that one. What?
I need to
she's on
that.
Black Women Rock? Black Girls Rock?
Yeah, Black Girls Rock.
On BET, singing it. Her performance was so good.
It was good. But the thing is, with that performance though,
yeah,
I was a bit confused when they started playing BML, Break Me Off, and I started seeing Afro Muse. I was just like,
what?
If you watch the dancers, they're doing Afro Muse to a soul song. Or like an R&B song.
Okay, you need
to watch it, but just watch the backgrounds. It's just
okay.
I was just so confused.
Oh my god, Jason should actually be a part of the show.
Oh my god, he actually has stuff to say.
You do,
Foster, this could have been you as well, but he's so confused. Foster is only listening to us. Did you hear what we said? No, he didn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
You wanted to talk about body count?
Body count.
Yeah?
I can talk about, but in terms of Love Island,
All right, you go on, explain what's happening.
No, but do you know the thing? It's not going to be nice because you guys aren't watching it.
I'm watching it.
You're watching it?
I play it, but do you know the thing is sometimes with Love Island, I don't need to watch it to see what's going on because half the time they're just sitting on a bed anyway. So I'm just like listening to a conversation, doing something.
Okay.
So if anything like actually happens, like, did you see him when he did that? I won't know. But if you're talking about conversations, then
I think you should actually watch it because the black girl, Leanne, she actually she actually has such wow facial expressions. Like, so the black, so she's paired up with the black guy right now. No, the guy has gone they stole him.
He's also gone in.
But I think don't mention him because it doesn't help you. And he came to speak to her and he was talking about how like he really likes her and she's like his babe or something. So it was just along the lines of Alexa.
Yeah, bullshit.
And then they asked him something about, if you get stolen, I might be getting this wrong, but if you get stolen tonight, how would you feel? And what did he say? He was like, I don't mind either way kind of thing. Oh, you see her face? Her face was like, that kind of thing. Like, she was like, oh, crrr.
Because how can you say you like me and you're not saying if you get stolen, you really don't mind?
What?
Do you get it? Yeah.
Man.
So it's very interesting. The guys this season.
You only travel for 24 hours.
24 hours.
So my thing is.
The guys are already saying my man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Might getting so attacked. So, you don't move in with someone after meeting them for after a day.
Do you know? That's how you know they're actually there for the money. Because think about
I mean, who isn't?
Exactly. They try to lie about it. Like, oh my gosh, I'm here for love. Shut up your mouth. You're here for the money. It's okay. Like, who would think you're not? Why are you even there for love? It's
that should be it's an album. It's an album cover.
What?
No.
Love is overrated. That should be an album title.
Should be.
That would be interesting. I feel like Caesar could do that.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, she's releasing an album soon. We should wrap it finally. Up. Finally. 5 minutes.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Listenings.
Should we end with a positive note?
Okay. Yeah. Do I have anything? Okay. Do you want to go first?
Okay. No, actually, I have nothing to say yet. Do you guys? Wait, let me just think.
Do you have a positive note? At least you can do this. Okay.
My positive.
Talk about the new year or something. I don't
know. All right.
What? Talk about what?
Like how it's a new year.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Okay. What note? Yeah. What would I like to leave people with?
I say, where your energy goes. Or
no, what? That one. What? That one is great.
What was that?
Where your energy? I don't know.
I forgot the rest.
I'll see something in terms of the energy.
I think, okay, protect your heart.
Okay.
Because everything you do comes out of it.
That's true. Period. That's actually true. Do you have anything?
Yeah.
Do you have anything, Jason? I'm so.
Lol.
Yeah. Do you have a positive note to leave people with?
Something
you
learned in 2019.
I don't know. It's not by force to tell everyone everything.
I think that's actually
Like sometimes keep things to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just because sometimes obviously it's good to talk to other people about your feelings, but sometimes you need to deal with it internally first or get to a certain point within yourself first before you start. Putting it out there.
But there are some people that like they don't know how to like deal with things. They have to at least open up to one person at least.
Yeah, but I mean like certain things. Even obviously like that example. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but still you have to really like go through it in your head first before you just start blurting it out. Because if you start saying to that one person and you think you're, let's say it was an argument, and you think you're right, but because you just, if you went through it in your mind, you might learn something from that first and say that, oh, maybe I was actually in the wrong. If you just go and blur it out straight away, then...
Mm-hmm. What's the people that aren't like emotionally like intelligent? Okay, true. That should be a topic for another day, I think. Yeah. My thing would be like, in terms of what she was saying about energy, is in this 2020, like, honestly, don't put it energy in places you know energy is not being reciprocated. Mm. I think for your own sanity and for your own, like, okayness, I think, yeah.
Very true.
At least, if not the same amount, at least a good amount, meet them halfway. But if halfway is not even being accomplished, crap, just cut it.
Exactly. If you're meant to meet at Tesco... But he meets you at the one-stop shop.
It can even be a girl as well, your friend. Yeah, yes, though. It don't have to be romantical.
I don't care.
Okay. But yeah.
I'm joking.
But yeah. Have a blessed week.
And a blessed year.
And a blessed year in general.
Bye.